Okay, we're back here on the game. John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner, the crew here with you once again today with Tyler still out an extra day. Because of that, we now get a chance to do something that I've been meaning to do for a while and now has come back up in the news because of his best friend, Roger Goodell. Let's welcome our friend Brady to the show, who is going to get a chance now to try and defend Tom Brady on this whole concussion issue that is cropped back up. So to set the backdrop for you here, this was what, maybe like 2 weeks ago? Giselle, Tom Brady's wife, supermodel, went on a sports talk show and just offhanded, or maybe it wasn't even a sports talk show.
It was a news show, I believe.
Okay, there you go. Well, on the air, she offhandedly makes the comment and then stops herself that Tom Brady has played with a bunch of concussions. Tom Brady has not been listed on the Patriots injury report with a concussion last year at all, which would be a violation. And we know the Patriots are pretty, they're pretty experienced in the violation department.
Violation. Whatever, you know, just little things. He's been on the injury report for other things, like the shoulder. Has that nagging shoulder.
Sounds like you got some fake news injury reports over there in New England. That was going to be fun enough to give you some crap about that. But now we get this that has brought it back up in the news and brought a lot of talk on the Dan Patrick Show about it. Your boy, Roger Goodell.
Best friend.
Roger Goodell, of all people, says Giselle is wrong about Tom Brady playing with a concussion.
Let's be respectful to the commissioner, please. That's Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Okay,
let's
excuse me, Commissioner.
Show some respect.
Roger Goodell. So I would love to know your thoughts on this whole thing. Here's a quote from Goodell. Brady has not been diagnosed with a concussion or was not last season. This is something that's an ongoing issue for us. We want to make sure the proper medical care is given to every player. Yada, 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 yada. There's Roger Goodell. So, first things
Commissioner
first.
Commissioner Goodell.
First things first. Do you legitimately believe that Tom Brady did not play with a concussion last year at all, ever?
No. Of course he had concussions. I mean, this is the thing. This is the current climate that I think we're still adjusting to with the modern NFL. Troy Aikman played with concussions all the time. Steve Young played with concussions all the time. Joe Montana, we know, I guess now it's just different because we know more about these injuries. We know more about the effects of them long term. I mean, we just had Cortez Kennedy pass away a few days ago, longtime defensive tackle for the Seahawks in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Also played at the
U. Yeah. And I think we're starting to, of course, we don't know the details of that. We don't know his cause of death and all that. But we do know that football is a physical game. And it's always been looked at as like the most macho, male, testosterone-fueled game in America. And back then, I would have to think if players set out for concussions, they probably would have got a little flack from that from fans because it was like, well, you're not man enough to play through your injuries. And now we're just looking at everything through this totally different lens that we never looked at the NFL before. So it is an adjustment. With that said, yes, I think Tom Brady played with concussions. Did he tell the team? Probably not. Was it diagnosed? According to Commissioner Roger Goodell, who, John, as you know, been a big fan of Goodell for years and years and years. The utmost respect for the commissioner from yours truly. If he wasn't diagnosed, he wasn't diagnosed. But I understand why it's a controversy. I do understand that.
Here's my theory. Okay.
Okay.
So the Patriots have clearly shown a tremendous history of espionage in their last couple of decades here. Maybe they wiretapped Roger Goodell, got some blackmail on him, then took it to him and said, all right, you need to come out and publicly defend our boy Tom Brady here. That's my theory. The Pats blackmailed Roger Goodell by wiretapping him.
That would be awesome. If true. And I don't know, this whole thing, like, it's such a, my mind's going through all sorts of crazy things that I got to deal with now as a Patriots fan, not just because of this, but over the last 2 years, there's been things outside the game with the Patriots that's been tough for me to swallow, being a fan since third grade and having a Drew Bledsoe jersey hanging in my closet. So it's tough being a Patriots fan, John. You wouldn't understand what I go through.
Yeah, high class problems that you have here. You have to get made fun of about cheating and winning a whole bunch. I mean, look, I'm on your side for the most part. I've always said know, you hang a banner, people in general are not going to remember near as much about how you did it if there was dirt along the way. Hang a banner, you're going to hang a banner, wear the T-shirt, watch the DVD, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not really coming after you too much on that. But don't you think it sets somewhat of a bad example if the Patriots, like the banner franchise for the NFL, are running Tom Brady out there when he's mush-brained with a concussion?
Well, I mean, if you're looking for ammo against the Patriots, do you really even need this? I mean, there's so many other things that you could throw at New England if you want to. If you're looking to hate on the Patriots, I'd like to think that this is at the bottom of the bag as far as the ammo you're throwing out there, the darts you're going to throw on the board. But again, I think I just go back to we're looking at the NFL through a different lens than we ever used to. Its popularity is so big anymore that everybody's looking at it. It's the number one sport in America, so it has that magnifying glass on it. So we're looking at it different than it used to be because we all know, I think everybody would agree that back in the day, if you're playing through concussions, that was probably a badge of honor in the locker room to agree. But they didn't know then what we do know now about concussions and long-term effects. So this has a different spin on it now than maybe if this story came out 20 years ago.
Yeah, what a glorious badge of honor. When I'm dealing with CTE and I can't think straight at all, I can't remember my wife and my daughter, boy, I'm going to wear that badge of honor. Tom Brady, American hero.
Well, you're going to have injury. It's a physical game. And they're paid handsomely for it, too. So that's, I don't know. It's a lot for us to kind of, we have to reevaluate how we look at the NFL now and how we look at football now.
Here's where I think I really got you.
Okay.
Last year, I heard all the time, and we've had this debate multiple times. Okay, Tom Brady backups have gone on to just really mystify everybody before, like Matt Cassel, my very own Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody gets excited about him, and he turns out to not be any good. We have no evidence that Jimmy Garoppolo is any better than, for instance, Matt Cassel, Hoyer, whoever.
No.
Well, there you go. So I got you on record as saying you think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, but I've said that for a long time. Okay. I said that for the last year.
If Tom Brady's got concussions, why not let Garoppolo play?
Tom Brady's going to go out as he wants to go.
They're not going to miss a beat. They're going to be just as good.
Maybe.
You might as well.
Maybe, but this is respect. This is respect at this point.
Might as well just play Jimmy G, man. You can sling it down the field. You can find Gronk and Patriots way.
You could. And I will say, going back to Matt Cassel, he did go to the Pro Bowl one year for the Chiefs. Got that.
Yeah, well.
Hang your hat on that.
He won 10 games one time. Congratulations. Okay, last question here. This has nothing to do with Goodell, Brady, all the main players in this play here. But Tom Brady's 39 years old. He just won a Super Bowl. He's still putting up crazy numbers. Last year he threw for 3,500 yards, completed 67% of his passes, 28 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
In 12 games.
Yeah, right. So that hurts the yardage number there. 2015, 4,700 yards. Steroids. What's the likelihood of steroids here for Tom Brady?
I don't. It's the avocados, man. That's where it's at.
The avocados. So because he eats a lot of avocado toast.
Yes.
That's why he's still kicking at 39, doing this as well as he is.
I mean, he's a very healthy guy, an inspiration to us all, John.
How about the Patriots giving Rob Gronkowski just a terrible contract where to make $10 million, he has to play a certain amount of games when he's been an injury-prone guy his whole career. After everything he's given the Patriots.
Well, I think it hurt that they won without him, that they won that Super Bowl without him. Maybe that hurt his contract just a little bit. If when he goes out, they don't go to the Super Bowl and have an early playoff exit, I don't know, maybe he has more leverage for a better contract in that situation.
Here's my spin on the Patriots. They get everything they can out of Tom Brady and Gronk. They're not going to pay Gronk. And they're going to let Brady walk out there until his brain doesn't work anymore because the Patriots don't care.
I don't know where to go with that.
I don't really feel that way. I just really wanted to pin you down. That was funny having you on your heels, that whole conversation.
It's been that kind of week.
Go Pats.
That's right. That's better.
All right. You Can't Be Serious is coming up next on The Game.